special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
It's time. Time for high school volleyball on WPGW Radio. This broadcast is presented by the sports-minded sponsors you'll hear on this radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for tonight's volleyball matchup between Fort Recovery and New Knoxville. It is senior night tonight, a night recognizing the four seniors for Fort Recovery, including Alexis Bupp, Kaya Wendell, also Kelsey Judy and Carly Stone. Earlier, they had the senior recognition, which we'll play back right now for you. Will Homan and Trevor Vaughn were the MCs for that, and then some of the fellow teammates were involved in the senior recognition as well. So here's Mr. Will Homan to start out the senior recognition for Fort Recovery Volleyball tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would please direct your attention to midcourt, where Coach Rogers, Coach Guggenmiller, and Coach Stogler would like to honor their four seniors for the class of 2018. Number one, Alexis Bupp. Alexis is the daughter of Brian and Mindy Bupp. Alexis is a four-year member of the volleyball team, where she will letter 3 years. She has also competed in swim for 4 years. Alexis is a member of the National Honor Society and plans to major in pharmacy at an undecided college. Indian senior, Alexis Bupp.
Number 13, Kaya Wendell. Kaya is the daughter of Scott and Kim Wendell. Kaya has participated in volleyball for 4 years, where she will earn 3 letters. She has also competed in basketball and track for the Indians. Kaya's future plans are to attend an undecided college to major in exercise science. Indian senior, Kaya Wendell.
Number 23, Kelsey Judy. Kelsey is the daughter of Dave and Kate Judy. Kelsey is a four-year member of the volleyball program, where she has earned 2 varsity letters. She has also competed in swim and basketball for the Indians. Kelsey is also a member of the National Honor Society, where she currently serves as the secretary. After graduation, Kelsey plans to major in biology with a pre-med focus at an undecided college. Indian senior, Kelsey Judy.
And our last senior, number 24, Carly Stone.
Okay, the first thing that comes to mind when we think of Alexis is her bubbly personality. When you see Alexis, there's a good chance that she's smiling from ear to ear. She also never fails to put a smile on your face. We're going to miss Alexis's blonde moments, too, like the time she thought you couldn't use cruise control at night. She may be the smartest person in our school, but she has no common sense at all. We're definitely going to miss her leadership on the court and her awesome back row talent. Alexis, I've known you almost my whole life, and I know you have what it takes to be successful in the future. I don't know how I'm going to survive without you next year. Alexis, we love you, and we'll miss you a lot next season.
Kaya, you are a big part of our team on and off the court. On the court, you are everywhere for every ball, and you have the blood on your knee pads to prove it. I'm really going to miss the leadership you gave our team and all the times you made it possible for us to pull through a set. You work so hard on the court that at the timeouts, you have to stop and catch your breath from passing out. You, off the court, you've always been able to make every person laugh at anything you say. We've all decided that you have the darkest hair on the team, but you sure are the biggest blonde. Kai, you have no idea the impact you have on this team and how much you will be missed. We will miss you and the other three seniors like crazy next year. We all love you and wish you luck in your volleyball future.
Kelsey, there is so much we could say, but we probably shouldn't say it all out loud. We're going to miss having you on the team. We'll miss all your jokes and the energies you bring in all the games and practices. We will always remember all the little pranks you play on everyone. Your laugh is contagious, and you never fail to get us pumped up before games. We love you, Kels. Good luck in your future. Carly. When we think of Carly, we all think of the determined athlete and love her for her ability to push us to do our best. We all are going to miss you, your killer swings and stellar defense. You are a great leader on the court and a best friend to all of us. Carly, you have the best warm-up playlist in the locker room and in the gym. This year has been great with the team, connecting so well, and not having you or the other three seniors next year will be heartbreaking. We wish you the best of luck at college and years after.
Carly, I've been studying you for 2.5 years now, and when I won't have you next year to get me my assist, it's going to be so sad not having you there. I'm going to miss you and all your sarcastic sass, Carl. I love you.
And there you have the senior recognition, which was earlier this evening. Again, Will Homan and Trevor Vaughn, along with several of the fellow teammates, giving the tribute to the seniors again, which includes Alexis Buff, along with Kaya Wendell, Kelsey Judy, and Carly Stone. And again, Carly's the daughter of Steve and Nicole Stone, and a very fine young lady. And they said that she, I didn't get that on the tape, but they said that she was, at this point, still undecided as far as her college choice was concerned. Congratulations to the four seniors. We wish them the very best. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana. And FortRecoveryRadio.com, Fort Recovery Volleyball tonight. We're not too far away from the start of the competition this evening. I'll be back with more here at the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment, right after we pause for this.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Hello, everyone. This is Brittany from Wayne Street Market. I'm excited for fall, and we are excited to introduce to you some of Fort Recovery's own local vendors. We have fresh honey, barbecue seasoning, and crushed grains, all available here in store. The Halloween season's right around the corner. Stop in and grab your Halloween candy for all your spooky trick-or-treaters. This October, we're also featuring a pie and soup swap event. Are you a wonderful baker or a cook? Let us be the judge. Sign up in store or message us on Facebook for details. The best soup will win a prize. As always, thanks for shopping your local downtown Fort Recovery Market.
The most important feature in a window is trust. So go with a name you know, Anderson. The time-proven choice found in most homes than any other. And Anderson is the brand rated by builders as the most weather-tight, highest quality, and most durable. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. The most trusted name in windows. See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your material, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Ta-da! Safety man here.
Hey, safety man, what time is it?
Average Joe, don't you know? Why, it is harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Also, farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see us about your corn marketing needs.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Calp Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or your loved one is 65 or older, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. Calp Pharmacy can assist in comparing plans and reviewing your options to ensure you can get the medication you need at a reasonable cost. Set up your free Medicare plan review or visit us at Fort Recovery, Bern, Union City, and Arcanum, or call us at 1-800-686-2314. Calp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, I'm Rob Weaver. A studio producer tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station WPGW AM and FM in Portland and 105.3 FM. And Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. We welcome you to the broadcast. The last regular season matchup for Fort Recovery, having a stellar year this year. Currently 5-3 in the MAC and 18-3 overall. And again, the junior varsity just defeated New Knoxville tonight very easily to improve their record to 22-1 on the season. So terrific year for the junior varsity and the varsity as well. Of course, the varsity will always remember their victory over number one New Bremen in the regular season. So far, I believe New Bremen's only loss of the year. Fort Recovery will be playing next Thursday in the sectional. They'll most likely host Marion Local right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and we'll be here next Thursday to bring you the broadcast on the radio station. Again, that's next Thursday night. Then Fort Recovery probably would play St. Henry's. St. Henry's the number two seed in the district. Fort Recovery's number three seed. New Bremen is the number one seed, and they are in the opposite bracket, so Fort Recovery will not have to play them until they get by St. Henry, if they can get that done. St. Henry did defeat Fort Recovery in the regular season. But these Lady Indians can play very well at times, so we're not counting them out in that. That match would be between Fort Recovery and St. Henry, if we get to that point, would be at Van Wert for the district semifinals. Again, the match with most likely Marion Local will be here next Thursday at the Fortside Fieldhouse at 6:30, I believe it is, next Thursday night. The starting lineups have been introduced here, and we're about set to go for Fort Recovery volleyball for the last time in regular season play this year. Hard to believe the season is over and done with, but it is. And it's been an exciting year. It's been a fun year to watch these Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They have played some fantastic volleyball, and I expect nothing less tonight. Fort Recovery is heavily favored here. New Knoxville, the record I could find for them was 10-11. Fort Recovery again, 18-3 on the year. And going back to service, Kelsey Judy for Fort Recovery to start the service as Fort Recovery won the coin toss to have the first serve of the match. Here we go. We're just about underway. And here comes the first serve. It's a good one. Dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the smash, and it's out of bounds off of Fort Recovery, and getting the kill for New Knoxville was Taylor Doty. Taylor Doty comes up with the first kill of the night for the Lady Rangers, and she will go back and serve now for New Knoxville. It is a good serve. Dug out by Carly Stone to the net. Kelsey Judy will pass. Just free-balling it over there was Brooke Garkey. Here's a smash back, and it's a kill for New Knoxville. I think they ruled Fort Recovery was in the net on that, so we'll take that kill away. It's still a point for New Knoxville, though. And we had a rotation violation on Fort Recovery there. Another point for New Knoxville. So not a good start here for the Lady Indians this evening. Taylor Doty will serve again. It's 3-0. Good serve. Dug out by Carly Stone. Kelsey Judy sets for Stone, who dinks it over. Here's New Knoxville, the smash. Brooke Garkey on a block, and it's a point Fort Recovery. Excellent block there by Brooke Garkey. That makes it now 3-1, side out Fort Recovery, and Carly Stone will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Again, you're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland and FortRecoveryRadio.com from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Good serve back to Fort Recovery. Judy will set for Paige Judy, and she gets a kill. Paige, only a sophomore, has played some outstanding volleyball for this Lady Indian team. And Carly Stone will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. The final regular season match of the year for the Lady Indians here tonight. It's a short serve back over to Fort Recovery. Judy will set for the outside hitter. There's Paige Fortkamp. A smash and a kill. Paige Fortkamp gets a kill. That should, I think that should be 4-3. The scoreboard says 3-3. Maybe that's correct. Here's Carly Stone serving. Good serve. And we got a violation on Fort Recovery. Coach Chelsea Colleague wants an explanation about what the call was. So we will serve now for New Knoxville. 4-3, they lead. Here's a hit back by Paige Fortkamp, and she gets a kill right down the sideline. Paige Fortkamp, her second kill of the evening. Side out Fort Recovery. We're tied at 4-4. And here's Kaya Wendell serving now. One of the seniors for Fort Recovery. And it's a let serve and almost an ace, but New Knoxville recovers. There's a smash and a kill for New Knoxville. Nice hit there for the Lady Rangers. Tasia Louth. It makes it 5-4. Side out New Knoxville. Going back to serve now is Megan Jurassic. Jurassic serve. Dug out by Paige Judy. Kelsey Judy will set for Paige. Paige on a smash, blocked by New Knoxville. Kelsey Judy sets again. Smashed by Paige Fortkamp, blocked by New Knoxville. Kaya Wendell to Carly Stone, and Carly just free balls it over. New Knoxville back to the net. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Out of bounds by Tasia Louth, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Now coming in to serve for Fort Recovery's Hannah Kanapke. Neither team can get a serve going here. 5-5, all tied up. New Knoxville, Fort Recovery. Kanapke's serve is a good one. Dug out by Taylor Doty. Now free-balling it over is New Knoxville's Morgan Leffel. Here's the set. Maddie Rammel setting for Cassidy Martin. Smash over and a tip back over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery can't play it. And it's going to be a point, New Knoxville. Go ahead and give Caitlin Lammers a kill on that one. And it's side out New Knoxville. And there's Aaron Scott serving now for the Lady Rangers. Kaya Wendell will dig it out, and nobody is there to play it. Point New Knoxville. I'm going to go ahead and give her an ace serve on that. Aaron Scott will serve again. 6-5, New Knoxville leading by one. Here's the good serve dug out by Hannah Kanapke. Maddie Rammel will set for Cassidy Martin. Here's the smash played by New Knoxville. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone passing to the net. Maddie Rammel sets for Paige Judy. And she gets the kill. Paige Judy on the kill. Makes it 7-6 now. Alexis Buck will go back to serve. And it is a good serve dug out by New Knoxville. The deep hit by Aaron Scott. Kaya Wendell passing to Rammel. Here's the set for Carly Stone, and Carly dinks it over. She thought she saw an opening. She did, and she gets the kill. That's her first kill of the evening. It's 7-7. We're all tied up. Carly, one of the seniors for Fort Recovery. Here's Alexis Bupp serving, and she is one of the seniors. It's a good serve. And we've got a double hit on New Knoxville. Hitting error, that gives the point to Fort Recovery, and Alexis Bupp will go back to serve again. Alexis 5-7 and a senior. And it's a good serve. Here's the set and the dink over. And Carly Stone can't get it over the net. And a point, New Knoxville. Side out, New Knoxville. Neither team can get a serve going of any length here. Joanna Frankenberg will serve now for New Knoxville. It's a good serve dug out by Alexis Buck. Passing to Maddie Rammel, who sets for Cassidy Martin. Martin shoves it over two-handedly. Back to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Kyle Wendell passing to Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone, and she got the kill. Carly Stone with the kill. Another serve by Cassidy Martin now. Good serve. Here's the smash. A block at the net. New Knoxville plays it. Free balling it over on the two-hand shove. Maddie Rammel will pass over here to Carly Stone on the sideline, and Carly saw the opening and dinks it over for the easy kill. Makes it 10-8 now. Give Cassidy Martin a service point, and she'll serve again. Good serve dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set. Here comes the smash from the sideline, blocked by Garkey. New Knoxville plays it again. The hit back over. Carly Stone saves it. A battle at the net. And here's Brooke Garkey hitting it back, and what now? New Knoxville in the net. Point Fort Recovery. So give Cassidy Martin another service point. That makes it now 11-8. Lady Indians lead by 3 over New Knoxville. New Knoxville being very pesky here. Here's Cassidy Martin on the serve at the net. Garkey hits it down for the kill. Brooke Garkey, her first kill of the evening. And another service point for Cassidy Martin. She'll serve again. Dug out by New Knoxville, but it's an ace serve as Aaron Scott hits it off to the right and out of bounds. So we have timeout here now. New Knoxville, they trail 13-8 to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery remind you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Timeout is over. Fort Recovery leading 13-8. Cassidy Martin will continue her service. She's had 4 service points in a row, including that ace a moment ago. She will serve again. Here it comes. It's a good serve. It's another ace serve right at the feet of Aaron Scott, and she couldn't play it. Two ace serves in a row by Cassidy Martin. Martin will serve again. We lead 14-8 now. Here's the serve dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the outside hit off of Brooke Garkey, and Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Hannah Kanapke free balls it over. Here's the set for New Knoxville. The dink back to Fort Recovery. Cassidy Martin passes to Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. New Knoxville plays it. Back to the net. Over it goes. Dug out by Cassidy Martin to Rammel. Here's Brooke Garkey on the smash and got the kill. Give Rammel another assist. And Brooke Garkey, her second kill of the evening. And another service point for Cassidy Martin. This is the first run either one of these teams has made this evening on service points. This is six in a row now for Cassidy Martin. Good serve again. The set and the dink over by New Knoxville. Play back to the Rangers. The set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Stone to Maddie Rammel. Rammel to Martin. Martin kind of free balls it over. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Outside hitter. Smash. Did she get it? Yes. They say it was tipped by Fort Recovery and the kill for Taylor Doty. And that stops the string by Cassidy Martin. Fort Recovery has taken a 15-9 lead. And going back to serve as the libero now for New Knoxville. Here's a smash by Brooke Garkey, and she got the kill. And they don't list who the libero is, so I'm going to have to figure that out here in a little bit. Kelsey Judy back to serve now. Actually, it's Kelsey Judy. I take that back. I was right the first time. And they say double hit on New Knoxville. Hitting air. So give Kelsey Judy a service point. She'll serve again. It's now 18-9. Fort Recovery, after a tough tussle by New Knoxville early on, is taking control here. Here's a dink over to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp hits it over. The set for New Knoxville. The smash by the middle hitter. It's out of bounds. Point Fort Recovery. Megan Jurasic, the middle hitter, smashed it, but over the end line. That makes it now 19-9. Here's the next serve by Kelsey Judy. Into the net, service error. Point for New Knoxville. Once again, we'll bring you the Marion Local, most likely Marion Local Fort Recovery match next Thursday night in the sectional championship match right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And good serve by New Knoxville. Paige Fortkamp just has to free ball it over as the Indians didn't have their offense going there. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell will set for Carly Stone. Carly on the smash. New Knoxville plays it. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Kelsey Judy sets now for Carly, and Carly dinks it over, and New Knoxville's in trouble, and they got it over. Paige Fortkamp to Kelsey Judy. Judy sets for Brooke Garkey. Garkey, two-hand shove over. New Knoxville, the set. Here's the smash. Back to Kyle Wendell. Kelsey Judy. Here's Paige Fortkamp on the smash, and it's too long. Over the end line, point New Knoxville. Taylor Doty serving for the Lady Rangers. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. Kelsey Judy to Brooke Garkey, who hits it over, and New Knoxville able to play it. And here's a kill by New Knoxville's outside hitter. She's their best hitter, in my opinion, from what I've seen so far. That's Tasia Louth, who is a junior for the Lady Rangers. Another service point there for Taylor Doty. Good serve again. Here's Carly Stone on a smash, but it's out of bounds. Cross-court hit, and it went over the sideline. 19-13 now. And so far, this is the longest streak for New Knoxville's servers. 3 points in a row. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery's Paige Fortkamp, played by New Knoxville, and into the net. Megan Jurasic hits it into the net, the middle hitter. Hitting air there, and Fort Recovery gets the side out and the point. And Carly Stone will go back to serve now. Another one of those fine four seniors. It's a good serve. Dug out by New Knoxville. It's a smash back and a block by Brooke Garkey. Point, Fort Recovery. That's her second block this evening. Carly Stone will serve again. Dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the dink over. And the kill for New Knoxville's Tasia Louth. Makes it 21-14 now. New Knoxville trailing by 7. And if New Knoxville wants to make a run in this set, they need to do it right now. Fort Recovery has a comfortable lead here. Here's the serve over. The set. and the smash by Paige Fortkamp at a kill. Paige Fortkamp got the smash, and Carly Fletterjohn could not handle it. Another service point or side out for Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell here. It's a good serve. The hit back by Louth. Wendell to Paige Judy. Judy hits it over. New Knoxville on the smash, and they get the point. Off of Fort Recovery and out of bounds, Tasia Louth with another kill. Fort Recovery's been able to block her hits there, but I think about three times they've veered out of bounds off of Fort Recovery. And, of course, that's a New Knoxville point when that happens. Good serve here by New Knoxville. Paige Fortkamp just two-hand shoves it over. Now New Knoxville does the same. Kelsey Judy tried to dig it out and couldn't do so. Point New Knoxville. Megan Jurassic is serving for the second time for her tonight. It's a 22-16. New Knoxville's getting closer here. Jurassic serves again. Kyle Wendell digs it out to Kelsey Judy. Here's Cassidy Martin on a smash and a block for New Knoxville for Caitlin Lammers. And that makes it now 22-17. Here's the next serve by Jurassic. Judy will set for Cassidy Martin. And what happened there? I guess New Knoxville tipped it out of bounds off the block. So side out Fort Recovery. And coming in to serve now is Hannah Kanapke. That makes it 23-17. So that makes it more comfortable. It would have been 22-18 had they gotten that point. But 23-17 now. Lady Indians need two more points to nail down this first set. Here's Hannah Kanapke to try to get the job done. First serve is a good one. The pass by New Knoxville. Here's the hit back over. Back to New Knoxville. They dig it out. The smash. Kaya Wendell on a nice dig. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. A middle hit and a block for New Knoxville. Caitlin Lammers, another block. Side out New Knoxville. Makes it 23-18. And going back to serve now is Aaron Scott. Her second service of the sets. It is a good serve. Dug out by Fort Recovery's Kelsey Judy. Here's the hit by Paige Judy, and she got the kill. Maddie Rammel the assist. Paige Judy with the kill. It's now 24-18, and we're 1 point away from winning this first set. And Alexis Bupp will go back and try to get that done. Senior Alexis Bupp serving now. What's the deal here? Waiting on the volleyball, I guess. Here comes the serve from Alexis. It is a good one. Dug out by New Knoxville to set. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery and the kill by Morgan Leffel. Morgan Leffel with the kill. That makes it 24-19 now. Side out New Knoxville. And Joanna Frankenberg will go back to serve for the Lady Rangers. The last chance for New Knoxville. They got to make a run of several points here or this set is over with. Good serve. Kaya Wendell to Maddie Rammel. Here's Carly Stone dinking it over. New Knoxville in trouble, but they're going to be able to free ball it back. Digging it out is Hannah Kanapke to Maddie Rammel to Cassidy Martin, and Martin got the kill. And it's 25-19, and that is it. Cassidy Martin with the kill. 25-19, Fort Recovery wins the first set here tonight. Got started off real competitive for the first 10 points or so, then Fort Recovery took a nice lead and then kind of hung on there at the end, although never really threatened and winning 25-19. First set is over. We'll be back with the second set here in just a moment. I'm Rob Weaver from the Fortsite Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, on WPGW AM and FM in Portland and FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be back with the second set in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Chuck, the meat manager at Wayne Street Market. We want to offer you the best quality and prices we can. Visit us today and see what fresh items we have available. From our package pick 5 meats at $24.99 to a fresh cut USDA choice steak, we are here for you. Let us know if we can cut or order anything special or bulk. Thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market as your local grocery store in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to the 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're the most popular windows and doors. 400 Series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The Turbo Max by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, Turbo Max levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains Turbo Max can do for you.
Hey Joe, what are you doing?
Safety man. I am getting a ladder out to clean my spouting.
Let me help.
Safety man, have you done this before?
Sure.
Safety man, watch for wires. Make sure your ladder is in good condition and on solid ground. We might just need to get a professional gutter cleaner.
You're right, Joe. I'm really beat. Maybe we better have PG see if he can help.
Folks, size up your job and do not be afraid to ask for help. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, set for the second set. Coach Chelsea Collig is expecting, as most of you know out there, expecting a little one. And I didn't know if she was going to be able to make it through the year or not, and she hasn't yet, but she's still here and still expecting. So I think she's got to be getting awfully close to the due date. I'm not sure what it is, but here we go with the New Knoxville serve to start the second set. Here's a smash by Paige Fortkamp. Nice hit, but New Knoxville plays it. And the dink over. Fort Recovery in trouble. And the hit by Carly Stone. Back to New Knoxville. The smash by New Knoxville and a kill. Tasia Louth, a nice, nice outside hitter for New Knoxville. And she gives New Knoxville their first point of the second set. And they take the lead, as much like they did in the first set. Taylor Doty is serving, by the way. Good serve dug out by Kyle Wendell. Here's Maddie Rammel setting for Paige Judy. A high hit and a smash. New Knoxville plays it. Another kill for Tasia Lau. That is 6 for her this evening. Some excellent volleyball tonight. Another service point for Taylor Doty. And she will serve again, dug out by Kyle Wendell to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Paige Judy in the outside hitting position. The smash, New Knoxville plays it. Here's Louth again, and another kill. This time off the block of Brooke Gartke and Paige Fortkamp, and out of bounds. Tasia Louth gets her 7th kill of the match so far tonight. Taylor Doty picks up another point, and it's 3-0. This serve, Kyle Wendell passing to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Paige Judy. Judy just dinks it over. Here's the set for New Knoxville. It's smashed by the middle hitter, Megan Jurassic, and she gets her first kill of the night. And it's 4-0. Quite a run here by Taylor Doty and the New Knoxville Lady Rangers, as they've taken an early lead over Fort Recovery in this second set. Good serve dug out by Kyle Wendell. Rammel will set for Brooke Gartke, and it's a kill for Brooke Gartke. That went off of Morgan Leffel, and that ends the run by New Knoxville. 4-1 the score now. Side out Fort Recovery. Kyle Wendell will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Kaya's our libero, and it's a good serve. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill for Megan Jurassic. Volleyball comes up almost into my broadcast location here. So, New Knoxville serving. This is Carly Fletter, John. Good serve. Dug out by Carly Stone to Kyle Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Judy. Judy on the hit. Here's the smash, a very deep smash by New Knoxville, played by Fort Recovery. Carly Stone on a deep hit, a block at the net. Fort Recovery plays it. Here's Cassidy Martin. And again, New Knoxville plays it. Kaya Wendell digs it out for Fort Recovery. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. And Carly gets the kill. That was quite a battle there. We're seeing some great volleyball here. Side out Fort Recovery and going back to serve for the Lady Indians is Hannah Kanapke. Here's the serve by Hannah. Pass to the net and dinking it over. Cassidy Martin to Paige Judy. And New Knoxville cannot make their return. Let's give Paige Judy a kill. That is a service point for Hannah Kanapke. 5-3 now. We're back to within two. After New Knoxville got a nice run to start things out here. And here's Hannah Kanapke on a service error, a short serve into the net instead of over the net. And now Megan Jurasic goes back to serve for the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. It's a good serve dug out by Carly Stone. Maddie Rammel to the outside hitter, Cassidy Martin. The smash. Here's the set. And we got double hit called on New Knoxville. Point Fort Recovery, side out Lady Indians, and Alexis Bupp goes back to serve. Six to four. Bupp's serve is a good one. Here's the smash. And a block by Fort Recovery, but it goes out of bounds. Give Tasia Louth another kill. Now back to serve for New Knoxville. Aaron Scott, Lady Rangers lead 7-4 here in the second set after Fort Recovery won the first set 25-19. Carly Stone got the kill. Her smash hit the top of the net and then went off of a Lady Rangers hands and out of bounds. Carly Stone with the kill. That is number five for her this evening. And Cassidy Martin serving. Good serve. Here's the dink at the net and a kill by Maddie Rammel. And for Maddie, that's her first kill tonight. She's had several assists. Cassidy Martin will serve again. Good serve dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set, the dink over, and the kill for New Knoxville's Caitlin Lammers. Her second kill of the match. And it's side out New Knoxville, 8-6. New Knoxville leads by two. And going back to serve is Joanna Frankenberg. Joanna's one of the three seniors for New Knoxville. Good serve. Maddie Rammel sets for Carly Stone, and nobody was there. Right in the open spot in the backcourt. Carly Stone with the kill. Number six for her now. Here's Maddie Rammel serving now for the Lady Indians. Side out Fort Recovery. 8-7. Lady Indians trail by one. Rammel, good serve. Here's the set for New Knoxville. The smash. And it's a kill. Fort Recovery. Got a block there. I think that was Paige Fortkamp, I believe, with the block that time. Service point for Maddie. And it's 8-8. We're all tied up. Rammel serving again. And at the net, there's Paige Fortkamp waiting on the volleyball. The pass was too close to the net, and Fortkamp was there to shove it back down on the floor. Give Paige a kill. Here is Maddie Rammel serving again. It's close to an ace serve, but they managed to keep it going. Back to Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp to the net. Rammel will set for Carly Stone, and we're going to say Fort Recovery was across the line. So side out New Knoxville. Nine to nine score. Lady Rangers serving. Serving is Faith Homan, their libero. It's a good serve, and here is a smash by Paige Fortkamp, but it's out of bounds. So give Faith Homan a service point. And that's who I wasn't sure what her name was, but I found out in between sets. That is Faith Homan, their libero. She is a senior. Good serve, smashed by Carly Stone. A block, and it goes against the The block went up against the antenna and out of bounds. So give Fort Recovery a kill. Here's Carly Stone serving. Good serve. And Fort Recovery's in trouble. Going to call a double hit on the Lady Indians. Back to serve now is Taylor Doty, side out New Knoxville. 11-10, New Knoxville leads by one. Doty served to Kyle Wendell, to Kelsey Judy. Judy sets for Paige Judy, and Paige smashes it down right in front of New Knoxville's Taylor Doty and gets the kill. Side out Fort Recovery, and Kyle Wendell will go back to serve again. It's a good serve dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set at the net. Look out, there's Louth, and she got another kill. Hit it right at Carly Stone. Carly got her hands on it, but couldn't put it in the good position. And that is number 9 now. 9 kills for Tasia Louth, who's having quite a match. Good serve by New Knoxville. Paige Judy on the smash and got the kill. And Paige having a good match tonight with 6 kills for her. Anna Kanapke comes in to serve for Fort Recovery as we have a tie, 12-12 now. Fort Recovery won the first set, 25-19. We're tied here, 12-12. Anna Kanapke on the serve. There's the set, and there's the smash by Louth. And a block by Fort Recovery, and there's the point. I think that's Cassidy Martin on the block. 13-12. Hannah Kanapke back serving. Lady Indians have taken, I think, their first lead of the mat, or first lead of the set, I should say, here. It's a good serve. Here's the set for Paige Judy, the smash. Homan can't get the ball up in the air, and Paige Judy gets the kill. Anna Kanapke will go back and serve again. 14-12, Lady Indians trying to pull away here. It's a good serve, and the bump is out of bounds. I believe that was Jurassic that hit it out of bounds. Another point. Let's go ahead and give her an ace serve on that for Hannah Kanapke. Tomorrow night, Fort Recovery plays Marion Local in high school football at Marion Local. Ace serve again. This was off the hands of Tasia Louth. Hannah Kanapke, another ace serve. And timeout for New Knoxville with the score. Fort Recovery 16, New Knoxville 12. We'll return here in just a moment from the Fortside Fieldhouse.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews with Kaut Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Count on Kaut Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. We offer flu vaccines with no appointment. Kaut Pharmacy can bill Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and we provide a discounted cash option. Stop by for your flu shot at Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Bern, Union City, and Arcanum today. Kaut Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
...16-12, four-point lead here for the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. And Hannah Kanapke will go back to serve now. I'm Rob Weaver, broadcasting live from the Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. High school volleyball, the last regular season match of the year for these two clubs. Hannah Kanapke on the good serve. Back over to Fort Recovery. Whoops, we got illegal hit called on New Knoxville. So another service point for Hannah Kanapke. And that makes it now 17-12. Nice little run here for Hannah. Good serve again. Dug out by New Knoxville. Here's a smash by Louth. Dug out by Kyle Wendell. Rammel sets for Paige Judy. Paige on the smash. Played by New Knoxville. The set for Louth. A block. Back to Fort Recovery. Carly Stone passing to the net. And here's Cassidy Martin getting a kill. Actually, they're going to say New Knoxville was in the net, so take that kill away. They're going to say New Knoxville was in the net. Still a service point there for Hannah Kanapke. And it's 18-12. 6-point lead now for the Lady Indians, their biggest of the sets. And is serving and got the let serve, and Knoxville can't make the return. An ace serve again for Hannah Kanapke, her third ace serve in this run. It's now 19-12, Lady Indians. It was 12-12. We scored 7 in a row here. Hannah Kanapke, good serve. Here's the set for New Knoxville. A smash by Tasia Louth. A block by Fort Recovery. Another set by New Knoxville. A smash and a kill for Megan Jurasic. Her third kill of the evening for New Knoxville. That finally breaks Hannah Kanapke's service string. Makes it 19-13 now. Fort Recovery by 6. And Jurasic will go back to serve for New Knoxville. Good serve. Here's a smash by Paige Judy. She got the kill. Give Maddie Ramel the assist. Paige with kill number 8 tonight. Again, only a sophomore, and she's had a heck of a year. Now serving for Fort Recovery is Alexis Bupp. It's a good serve. There's the pass to the net and the dink over by New Knoxville. Kanapke to Maddie Ramel. Ramel sets for Cassidy Martin, and Martin hits it out of bounds. Point New Knoxville. Side out New Knoxville. And Aaron Scott will go back to serve. It's 20-14. Fort Recovery leads by 6. New Knoxville's been pesky tonight, but they trail here by 6. Good serve. Maddie Ramel will set for Carly Stone. Outside hitter and got the kill. Give Ramel another assist. Carly Stone with the kill. Kill number 8 now for Carly. Cassidy Martin serving now for the Lady Indians on the side out. 21-14 now. We need 4 points in a row, and this set's over with. Good serve. Here's a smash. Very nice hit by Taylor Doty for the kill. And that ends the 4 points in a row as New Knoxville makes it 21-15 now. This is really the point where New Knoxville needs to make a move, or they're not going to get back in this one. Serving now is Joanna Frankenberg. Good serve. Here's the set for Brooke Garkey, and a block and a point for New Knoxville. Let's give that block to Caitlin Lammers. I think that's her third of the match this evening. Service point for Joanna Frankenberg, and she'll serve again. It's now 21-16. Good serve. Alexis Buff passing to Maddie Ramel. Ramel setting for Carly Stone. Cross-court hit and the kill for Carly Stone. Kill number 9 for Carly, and it's 22-16. Maddie Ramel serving now for the Lady Indians. Bounces the ball. Here comes the serve. It's a good one. The pass to the net for New Knoxville. The set and a smash. Off of Fort Recovery and a kill for Taylor Doty. Now that ends that serve for Fort Recovery in a hurry. That's 22-17. Side out Lady Rangers. And Faith Homan will go back to serve now for New Knoxville. It's a good serve. Here's the pass from Paige Fortkamp. Paige gets it back and got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with the kill. That makes number 5 for her. And she's only a freshman. This Fort Recovery team's got some really nice young players. Of course, their seniors are doing a great job, too. Carly Stone will serve now. It's 23-17. Lady Indians leading. Jurasic over to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell will set for Paige Judy. Judy on the hit, played by New Knoxville. Here's the set for New Knoxville. The smash, played by Kelsey Judy. Here's a deep hit by Carly Stone, dug out by New Knoxville. The smash for the Lady Rangers, played by Carly Stone. And Kelsey Judy hits it over on the second hit. New Knoxville free balls it back to Fort Recovery. Kaya Wendell will set. Here's Paige Judy, and did not get the kill. Back to Fort Recovery. Well, we got a hitting. Fort Recovery in the net is the call. So point for New Knoxville, and now it's 23-18. So we did not make up the points there, and New Knoxville has a chance to get closer. Taylor Doty serving. Kelsey Judy setting for Paige Judy, and Paige got the kill. That wasn't the greatest hit in the world, but it got the job done. And now it's 24-18. Here's Kaya Wendell serving the set points. Good serve. Dug out by New Knoxville. The set. Here comes Louth with the hit. And Tasia Louth got the kill to keep New Knoxville alive. For her, that is number 10 in the kill department tonight. She's having an excellent match. 24-19 now, and New Knoxville has one more chance here. Good serve dug out by Carly Stone. Kelsey Judy will set for Cassidy Martin. Martin on the hit. New Knoxville plays it. Here's Louth with the hit dug out by Kyle Wendell. Wow. Smash back. And a kill for Jurassic for New Knoxville. Megan Jurassic. That was a great dig a moment ago by Kyle Wendell to keep play alive, but Jurassic came back with the hit from the middle hitter position and makes it 24-20. Another good serve. Here's Paige Judy on the smash. New Knoxville plays it. Double hit on New Knoxville, and that's going to end it. 25-20. I hate it when a set ends that way, but a double hit is called on New Knoxville. And so Fort Recovery wins the second set, 25-20. We're ahead 2-0 here at, again, the Forsyth Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'll be back with the third set, maybe the last one, if it's anything like the first two, right after this.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
Hello, everyone. This is Brittany from Wayne Street Market. I'm excited for fall, and we are excited to introduce to you some of Fort Recovery's own local vendors. We have fresh honey, barbecue seasoning, and crushed grains, all available here in store. The Halloween season's right around the corner. Stop in and grab your Halloween candy for all your spooky trick-or-treaters. This October, we're also featuring a pie and soup swap event. Are you a wonderful baker or a cook? Let us be the judge. Sign up in store or message us on Facebook for details. The best soup will win a prize. As always, thanks for shopping your local downtown Fort Recovery Market.
When you're looking for windows and doors that are durable, reliable, and energy efficient, look to the ones builders choose most. Anderson. Anderson 400 series windows and patio doors stand up to Mother Nature, Father Time, and Old Man Winter too. See the limited warranty for details. Anderson 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See your Anderson dealer, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Ta-da! Back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. As Fort Recovery has fallen behind 1-0 here in the start of the third set. There's a kill for Paige Fortkamp to tie it up at 1-1. The kill by New Knoxville was recorded by Taylor Doty. Fort Recovery had the first serve there. Doty getting an early kill. 1-1, we're all tied up. Here's Hannah Kanapke now. And it's a good serve dug out by New Knoxville, but they can't return it. The first dig went into the net. They couldn't recover. 2-1. Another service point there for Hannah Kanapke. She's had three aces tonight. It's a good serve, the set. And the smash by Louth, played by Fort Recovery. And a block there for Cassidy Martin. And back over and a kill for New Knoxville. That was, I believe, Megan Jurasic who got the kill. Makes it 2-2. We're all tied. Here is Carly Fletterjohn serving for New Knoxville. Paige Judy on the dink over. New Knoxville plays it. Here's Tasia Louth and a block by Cassidy Martin. Makes it 3-2. Now here comes senior Alexis Bupp in to serve for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. Here's the set for New Knoxville. The dink over by Tasia Louth, played by Fort Recovery. Here's the hit by Carly Stone, and Carly got the kill. That's kill number 10 for Carly in double figures. Tonight, there's been very few matches where she hasn't been in double figures. Alexis Bupp will now serve. And it is a good serve, and New Knoxville can't get it over. Another service point for Alexis Bupp. 5-2. Alexis will serve again. Here comes the serve, dug out by New Knoxville. Back over to Fort Recovery. Maddie Rammel sets for Carly Stone, the smash. And we got a hitting error on New Knoxville. New Knoxville hitting error. That makes it 6-2. Another service point for Alexis. Fort Recovery has won the first two sets, 25-19, 25-20. Threatening to come away with a win here. Dug out by Faith Homan. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Louth with the smash. Blocked by Fort Recovery. Another set. Here's Jurasic with a hit. Blocked by Cassidy Martin. And back over and a kill for New Knoxville. Tasia Louth just dinked that one over. A little finesse shot and got the kill. 6-3. Now Megan Jurasic will be serving here for New Knoxville. Good serve. Dug out by Alexis Bupp. Here's Maddie Rammel to Carly Stone. Carly on the smash, played by New Knoxville. Here's Tasia Louth, and we're going to say Fort Recovery was in the net. I think Louth would have had the kill anyway. But Fort Recovery called for being in the net there. Give the service point to Megan Jurasic, and she'll serve again. Now 6-4, Fort Recovery by 2. Cassidy Martin on a little dink. Fort Recovery gets it back. Alexis Bupp passing to Maddie Rammel. Rammel set for Carly Stone. And New Knoxville can't play it. I'm going to go ahead and give Carly a kill on that. Number 11 for her. And now Cassidy Martin will go back to serve. And it's 7-4. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Last set of the regular season may be here. If Fort Recovery can win this one. There's Tasia Louth. Oh, miss hitting it into the net. She has been doing such a nice job for them. That time a little miss hit into the net. 8-4. Fort Recovery leads by 4. Cassidy Martin will serve again. Cassidy, a junior for Fort Recovery. Good serve. And New Knoxville can't get it over. 4 hits. Another service point for Cassidy Martin. Cassidy will serve again. Dug out by New Knoxville. Back to Fort Recovery. Alexis Bupp to Maddie Rammel. Rammel setting for Carly Stone. And there's a block for Caitlin Lammers. Point New Knoxville. 9-5 now. You're listening to WPGW AM and FM in Portland and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Eric Catterley's our studio producer in Portland and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. Good serve by New Knoxville. Here's Brooke Garkey hitting it back to New Knoxville. The smash and a block. New Knoxville on the set. Here's the smash and the kill. Caitlin Lammers gets the kill. That's her third kill of the evening with 4 blocks, so she's been very active up there on the net. 9-6 now. Aaron Scott serving for New Knoxville. Good serve. Matty Rammel sets for Carly Stone. Stone dinks it over, but New Knoxville back to Fort Recovery. Now Matty Rammel back to New Knoxville. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. Stone can't get a very good hit on that. Back to New Knoxville. And what do we got? Double hit on New Knoxville. Give Fort Recovery the side out. Matty Rammel goes back to serve now as it's 10-6. Fort Recovery leads by 4. Again, Fort Recovery leading 2-0 here. All we have to do, of course, is to win 3. And so far, so good. Good serve. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. A block by New Knoxville by Caitlin Lammers. Side out, New Knoxville. Morgan Leffel might have also been in on that. Here we go with Joanna Frankenberg serving for New Knoxville. Good serve, and we got a double hit on Fort Recovery. The illegal hit on Fort Recovery. 10-8. And Fort Recovery calls timeout. Timeout on the court. Fort Recovery leading 10-8. But Coach Chelsea Collig not happy with what she's seen right now. So we'll be back in just a moment here on PG14 and J Country 101 Radio right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. And I'd like to invite you to test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor from New Holland. You'll find there's simply nothing difficult about it. Boomer Compact Tractors are the definition of ease. With intuitive controls, unmatched visibility, easy-to-use transmissions and engines, with a completely automatic emission system. You even get the peace of mind of Boomer Guard 6, the 6-year limited warranty. Test drive a Boomer Compact Tractor today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
10-8, Fort Recovery with a 2-point lead here. Again, serving for New Knoxville, Joanna Frankenberg. Here we go with the serve. It's is it? Oh, take that back. It went out of bounds on the sideline. Service error for Frankenberg. Fort Recovery picks up the point. Side out Lady Indians, and it's 11-8 now. And here's Carly Stone, senior Carly Stone, serving now for the Lady Indians. It's a good serve dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set and the smash. Kelsey Judy passing to Kaya Wendell. Wendell sets for Paige Judy back to New Knoxville. Now here's a smash by New Knoxville. And it's a kill for Taylor Doty. That is a kill number 6 for her tonight. Now serving Faith Homan for New Knoxville. 11-9, back to a 2-point lead for Fort Recovery. Faith Homan's serve is a good one, dug out by Paige Judy to Kelsey Judy. And we got a double hit on Kelsey Judy. Boy, picky. 11-10, give Faith Homan a service point. Fort Recovery's lead down to 1 now here in this third set. Here we come with the serve by Homan. It's a good one, dug out by Kaya Wendell to Kelsey Judy. Now Paige Judy, a block by Jurassic for New Knoxville. Point New Knoxville. Another service point there for Faith Homan. And she will serve again. It's now tied 11-11. Kaya Wendell digs it to Kelsey Judy, who sets for Paige Fortkamp. A block by Jurassic, but this time Fort Recovery plays it. Brooke Garkey two hands it over. Here's a smash by Jurassic, and she hits it out of bounds over the sideline. Point Fort Recovery, and Kaya Wendell will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians on the side out. Lady Indians have taken the lead back 12-11. Good serve by Kaya. Here's the smash by New Knoxville, and a kill. That was Taylor Doty with another kill. Let's see, that's 7 for her now. And Taylor will go back to serve. She's one of their better servers. She has several service points tonight. Good serve there. Here's Cassidy. Martin on a cross-court hit and a kill. So quickly, the serve comes back to Fort Recovery. That's Cassidy's second kill of the evening. And now Hannah Canapke serving as the Lady Indians lead by one, 13-12. Here comes the serve dug out by Faith Homan. The set for Louth, cross-court hit. And Kaya Wendell tries to dig it out, can't do so. Let's give Tasia Louth another kill. That's number 12 for her. Side out New Knoxville. Now here's Carly Fletterjohn serving. It's tied 13-13. Fletterjohn's serve is a good one. Dug out by Hannah Canapke. To Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Cassidy Martin. The hit is played by New Knoxville. Here's Louth on a hit and hits it too hard. From her usual outside hitting spot, but she hit it out of bounds. Side out Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery takes the lead back, 14-13. Here's senior Alexis Buff to serve now for the Lady Indians. Here's the serve. Dug out by New Knoxville. Tasia Louth on the smash, and what do we got? Fort Recovery in the net. Trying to block that, and got into the net. So point New Knoxville, 14-14. Megan Jurassic will now serve. Jurassic will now serve for New Knoxville. Rammel sets for Cassidy Martin. Cross-court hit, and it falls in. And a kill for Cassidy Martin. Fort Recovery side out. Cassidy will go back to serve. 15-14 now. And there's a kill for New Knoxville for Caitlin Lammers. Quickly a side out for New Knoxville. Aaron Scott goes back to serve now. Good serve dug out by Alexis Buff. Here's a smash by Carly Stone. Out of bounds. Point New Knoxville. Aaron Scott picks up a service point. We're New Knoxville's first lead, I think, of this set, 16-15. Maddie Rammel sets for Brooke Garkey. Garkey got the kill. Little two-hand shove over, and she got the kill. And for Brooke tonight, that's kill number five, and she's a junior for the Lady Indians. Maddie Rammel goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Tied up 16-16. Good serve dug out by New Knoxville's Morgan Leffel. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp on the smash. New Knoxville plays it. Dink over by New Knoxville. And a kill for Caitlin Lammers as Fort Recovery could not play that. Side out now, New Knoxville. It's still New Knoxville leading 17-16. Now serving is Joanna Frankenberg. Good serve. Alexis Buff to Maddie Rammel. Rammel sets for Carly Stone. Cross court hit. And they're going to call New Knoxville in the net. Boy, that smash was out of bounds. That was a break for Fort Recovery. New Knoxville in the net. They give the point to Fort Recovery. And Carly Stone will serve now. Side out Lady Indians. Here we go. Good serve dug out by New Knoxville. The set. Here's the smash. Oh, nice hit by Taylor Doty, but Fort Recovery plays it. Dinking it over is Paige Judy, a block. Back to Fort Recovery. Rammel will set for Carly Stone. Carly, a deep hit and got the kill. Wow. What a hit by Carly Stone. Her 12th kill of the match. Here's Carly's serve dug out by New Knoxville. And the smash is into the net by Caitlin Lammers, point Fort Recovery. Give Carly Stone a service point. And it's 19-17 now. Lady Indians have taken a two-point lead. Ace serve for Carly Stone. And Fort Recovery leads 20-17. We have timeout. on the court. We'll be back in a moment here at Fortside Fieldhouse in Fort Recovery, Ohio, right after we pause for this message from our friends at Cooper Farms.
Ta-da! Safety Man here.
Hey, Safety Man, what time is it?
Average Joe, don't you know? Why, it is harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Also, farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see us about your corn marketing needs.
Once again, Fort Recovery's football team is at Marion Local tomorrow night. Take on the number one Flyers. Here's Carly Stone on the serve. Good serve. Hitting it over to Fort Recovery, Paige Fortkamp to Maddie Rammel. Rammel on the second hit gets it back into Knoxville. Here's a block by Fort Recovery and a kill. Not sure. I know Brooke Garkey was also in on that. I think one of the other Lady Indians was there too. So it's Fort Recovery. Another point for Carly Stone. Here's the serve. And the dig is right to the net. There's Brooke Garkey waiting to knock it right down on the floor. Kill for Brooke Garkey. And all of a sudden, it's 22-17, and it looks like the Lady Indians are going to wrap this baby up in three sets. Carly Stone will serve again. She's had a nice string going here. Another good serve. Here's the set. The smash and a block. Out of bounds off Fort Recovery. Give Taylor Doty the kill there. That's her eighth of the evening. Faith Homan will go back to serve for New Knoxville. 22-18. New Knoxville's still in this one, but they need to make a run right here. They can get three or four points right here. They're back in it. Faith Homan, first serve is good. Played off the rafters. Here's a hit in the net by Paige Judy. Point, New Knoxville. Faith Homan will serve again. Good serve dug out by Kaya Wendell. Maddie Rammel. There's a hit by Paige Fortkamp and out of bounds. Another service point for Faith Homan. Now it's 22-20. Homan serves again. Good serve. Dug out by Carly Stone. Rammel will set for Paige Judy. Judy on the smash. Knoxville plays it. Here's a hit back and a kill by New Knoxville's Taylor Doty. And it's 22-21. Well, that's exactly what I said they had to do, and they've done it. New Knoxville on a run here. There's the good serve again by Faith Homan. Maddie Rammel will set for Paige Judy, and Judy hits it out of bounds again. And we're tied up 22-22. And Fort Recovery coach Kelsey Rogers wants timeout. We'll be back in a moment here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. The Lady Indians and New Knoxville tied 22-22 here in this third set after the Lady Indians have won the first two sets.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Couch Pharmacy, a Health Mart pharmacy. If you or your loved one is 65 or older, it's time to review your Medicare Part D coverage. Plan options continue to change every year. Couch Pharmacy can assist in comparing plans and reviewing your options to ensure you can get the medication you need at a reasonable cost. Set up your free Medicare plan review or visit us at Fort Recovery, Bern, Union City, and Arcanum, or call us at 1-800-686-2314. Couch Pharmacy, caring for you about you.
There's the New Knoxville serve. Paige Judy hits it back over right on the line and got the kill. Paige Judy right on the line and got the kill. It was on the line. New Knoxville's pleading the case that it wasn't, but it was on the line. 23-22. Fort Recovery's taking the lead back. Kaya Wendell on the serve. Good serve, and they mishit it. And Kaya Wendell gets a service point. And now we're 1 point away. And believe it or not, that's her first service point of the night unofficially. 1 point away from winning the match. Good serve by Kaya. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Jurassic on the smash, blocked by Fort Recovery. Here's a smash by New Knoxville again by Taylor Doty. And they're going to call a hitting error on Fort Recovery. Give New Knoxville the points. Now it's 24-23. New Knoxville has to get at least two in a row here. Taylor Doty serving. Good serve. Here's Paige Judy to Maddie Rammel. Here's the smash by Cassidy Martin. And Cassidy got the kill, and that's it. Fort Recovery wins 25-23. Cassidy Martin getting the final point. Her third kill of the night. Correction, her fourth kill of the night. Fort Recovery wins 25-19, 25-20, and 25-23. And really, credit New Knoxville. They played really very well tonight. We'll be back to wrap it up in a moment, right after we pause for this.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Ohio high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Chuck, the meat manager at Wayne Street Market. We want to offer you the best quality and prices we can. Visit us today and see what fresh items we have available. From our packaged pick 5 meats at $24.99 to a fresh cut USDA choice steak, we are here for you. Let us know if we can cut or order anything special or bulk. Thanks for choosing Wayne Street Market as your local grocery store in downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Is your place looking a little drab as fall approaches? Nature's Green Nursery in Fort Recovery reminds you that fall is the best time for planting trees, shrubs, and perennials, as well as renovating your grass for a green, lush lawn next spring. Nature's Green also reminds you that fall is a great time for planting your landscaping. Call the experts at Nature's Green at 419-375-2322. Nature's Green in Fort Recovery and Salina, where something's always growing.
So some of the pictures going on here on senior night. Again, Fort Recovery saluting their four seniors tonight. Alexis Bupp, along with Kaya Wendell, Kelsey Judy, and Carly Stone. Great careers, and the regular season has come to an end. Now it's on to the tournament. We'll play most likely Marion Local for the sectional championship next Thursday night. We'll have that match for you here on the radio next Thursday night. 6:30 is the start time. Unofficial stats tonight. Paige Judy had 10 kills for the Lady Indians this evening. What a night for the sophomore. Alexis Bupp had 4 service points. Paige Fortkamp ended up with 6 kills and a block. Brooke Garkey had 6 kills and 3 blocks. Excellent night for Brooke. Kaya Wendell had 1 service point and several outstanding. She probably led the team in digs. Maddie Rammel had 2 service points and a kill and also probably led the team in assists. Cassidy Martin had 9 service points, including 2 aces. She also had a total of 4 kills. Anna Kanapke had 10 service points, including 3 aces. Kelsey Judy had 2 service points. Carly Stone with a total of 12 kills. She also ended up with 7 service points, including an ace. And officially for New Knoxville, Tasia Louth was their leading hitter. She had 12 kills on the night. Caitlin Lammers ended up with a total of 5 kills. She also had 5 blocks for the Lady Rangers. Faith Homan had a total of 7 service points. Morgan Leffel had a kill. Taylor Doty had 9 kills on the night and also had several service points, 8 service points in all for Taylor Doty. Joanna Frankenberg had 2 service points. Megan Jurassic ended up with 5 kills, had 2 service points and 1 block. Carly Fletterjohn had a service point, and Aaron Scott had 3 service points, including an ace. Again, Fort Recovery was led tonight. Actually, they had some very nice, well-balanced hitting. Paige Judy again with 10 kills. Carly Stone, a total of 12 kills tonight. Also, excellent kill total for Paige Forkamp, who had 6 kills, and Brooke Garkey had 6 kills as well for the Lady Indians this evening. Again, that wraps it up for us. Fort Recovery is now 19-3 on the year heading into the sectional play. Again, next Thursday right here at home. And the junior varsity, they won tonight 2-0 over New Knoxville. They are now 22-1. That does end the year for them. Their only loss to St. Henry in regular season. Thanks so much for listening in. We thank our fine sponsors, who you folks heard throughout the broadcast. Again, thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station in Portland and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. From the Fortside Fieldhouse, again, Fort Recovery wins 3-0 over New Knoxville tonight. I'm Rob Weaver saying have a very pleasant good night.
Tonight's best sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.